How you doing, Alice?
Is that really for me, that song?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm doing fine. And
yeah, sure.
The fax machine is working fine. The 1FM fax machine. More weird science tricks still coming
in.
Everybody,
go on, Alice,
most
one.
Of the faxes are telling us how to shrink one of your arms. This is what everyone's telling us how to do. So if you want to try this in New York, or wherever you're listening, stand up with your hands touching the wall. Take your right arm...
Hang on.
Okay, you ready? Stand with your hands just touching the wall. You've done that bit. Take your right arm over your head in a full circle and back to the start. Your right arm should have shrunk into your body. Simple as that. Keep on doing this, making sure your right arm does a full circle around your head and you'll have no arm left.
Try that, Danny Kelly.
Right,
we're going to try that in New York, Alice. We're going to have a go at that.
Yeah?
You put your fingers against the wall. Okay. By the way, everyone, this is your license fee at work.
Okay.
There it is. And then big circle with your arm.
Yeah. And Danny?
Dan just lost his fingertips to a ceiling fan.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And there it is. It works, huh?
Yep. Shorter.
If you end up in the Hudson River, they'll never be able to identify the corpse and has no more fingertips. Went straight through the fan there. There is a smell of burning flesh. What are you saying, Alice?
Are we still doing esoteric places and people mentioned in songs? Those faxes are still coming in as well. This is a note from Simon Chadwick. Says, songs with unusual guest backing singers. Job's, the one for me, which is currently in the chart, has definitely got Sweep singing along all the way through.
What do you mean Sweep? As in
Sweep, as in Puppet.
I can do a pretty good study in Sweep down the transatlantic line, actually.
Yeah?
Yes, it's a Sweep. Sometimes when you join Sweep early in a sketch, he would be oblivious to the fact that he was on, as we say in this business, and he would be singing, quite often with one arm drawn across his chest and the other thrown out in a grand fashion. And he would go... and then he would do a double take. And if it was somebody's birthday, he used to be going...
Did he ever speak?
Huh?
Did he ever actually speak, Sweep?
No, of course not.
He never spoke.
That was
unfair, you know, his role in the whole thing.
That was his voice, and that's why it held him back from a wider showbiz career, because the parts for people who speak like that are limited, if not non-existent. The market is sluggish. It's sluggish.